อีลูกแหลกรำมารลูกผม
อีลูกสามารถนั่งกันดูรำมาร
มาทีนั่นเ
ด้อีลูกแ
หลกอันที่หญิง Oh, this one is bigger. Like two sisters, these two big sisters, little sister.
Janie, where is this place?
This is at Engadina Creek, special place that we go for weekend.
Martina, tell me about this day. Do you remember going down and fishing and catching all those fish?
Yes, I remember. Used to go for school holidays, for a 2 weeks holiday to Engadina.
It looks like a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
You look like a young girl, maybe 14, 15?
Yeah.
Now, why has he got the name Japalu?
They call Japalu father from Karajaring language. Well, that my first language was Nyangumada, and I didn't talk like English. I used to talk language.
Is father a good speaker in language?
Yes, father is a good speaker, and used to learn some girls to write their own language, and now write all the languages, and we sing in church 5 languages, and it's really good, keeping it really strong.
Keeping it really strong in the language and culture.
I gotta miss Jabulu, so.
It was Jabulu who did this all for us. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have been a Catholic.
I hear that Japalu is leaving Broome and going south.
Oh, we feel very sad that we're going to miss him, because he's been here for the part of our life, and I grew up and I saw him grow old. He educated us, he put clothes on us, and he showed us how to work, you know, in the farm, how to grow veggies, how to build houses, bricklaying, everything.
So he's been a big part of your life and LaGrange life. So you're going to miss him?
Yeah, we're going to miss him very much.
When I was a schoolboy in Melbourne, the bishop came down to Melbourne to our school and asked the students there if any of them would like to become a missionary in the Kimberley, a missionary priest in the Kimberley. This was just before the war. He was from another country. So happened that Father Worms, he was one of Australia's leading anthropologists at the time. He was had a hand in founding the Institute of Aboriginal Studies in Canberra. And so he invited me for lunch, and that's how I became interested in the Palatines, and I stayed with them there. And I had sausage for 40 years after that, but still, that was...
Can you recall your first impressions of Broome and the Kimberley?
Yes, I can. I came here and arrived here on June the 29th, the Feast of St. Peter and Paul, and the boat could not berth at the wharf. The tide was so high, we had to get a lighter to go to Streeter's Jetty. So we went by lighter there. I got off the lighter, went down the gangplank, and at the bottom was a scruffy old gentleman there, nice man. And I had a suitcase, and he took the suitcase for me. And, you know, being a know-all, having been round the world and all this sort of thing, I gave him 2 shillings. And then Father Worm said to me, "Why did you give that man 2 shillings? He's the richest man in Broome." And, of course, I didn't know anything about that. And later on I found it was Diamond Jack, who was interested in the aircraft that crashed during the war at Carnet Bay. And then I was 7 years in Broome, perhaps the happiest time in my life. This is freedom here, see, that freedom. The first impression I had of LaGrange was the people were selling out, "Malignano," and that was their name, and it was the mother-in-law to be. The defining moment in my history was the Vatican Council, where the church was told by good Pope John the 23rd, he said, "Look, we must get out of our shell, get fresh air into the church, and missionaries should take account of the culture of their people and work within the culture so that the people find it congenial, pleasant to talk to God in a way they feel happy, you know." That's Susie and me.
Oh. They're magnificent photos.
I see that, yeah. We're watching what do you mean, watching?
A slideshow, on the computer. Of all
that's
the
Lagrange as I knew it, more or less. What's the name of that creek? And who's that old fellow? So look at those beautiful little photos, huh?
It's in a wonderful collection of photos of your time at Lagrange. Yeah. There's cattle life, there's church life, there's corroboree.
These people are participating in a corroboree where the young men become men. During their for over 8 degrees, they learn the story of their tribe, you know. And when they're through the law, Wabiribiri, they can get married. And as a fellow called Paddy Jolly told me, he said, "Father, we cannot get married before we knew where all the water holes were."
Why was it important to keep the traditional life, the corroboree life, the language? Why was that important?
That
to
was
you?
Important because that was part of their life, part of their culture. Our purpose was to teach them the ways of our life, of modern life, so they could cope with modernity, so we can cope with white people. But at the same time, remember where they came from and be proud of it, because they had a wonderful history and had been treated rather severely, as you know. Even if a person loses their law and but remembers their aboriginality, they have the ngalu or the lian. It's when they're cut off from the law, cut off from their families and that. That's when they go astray.
Father, I was wondering how difficult it was to learn the language.
Well, as I said, I mean, I was no good at mechanics. I was reasonably good at growing things, but my main theory was in language, you know, foreign languages, English. And then the people cooperated with me and they told me, gave me examples of language and it was really wonderful. And I studied the five languages, and now it's bringing, it's bearing fruit now. Martina's involved in language. This girl here is one of the finest linguists in the Kimberleys. That means, are you feeling good today?
Feeling good today.
You is yes. Ngalu ngalba is my favourite word. A good feeling.
What are some of your happiest memories of Lagrange?
The happiest memory was when we went down to the garden with the school children one evening, because we started gardening there too, and we'd go towards the sunset, and they'd pick off those piercing bugs from the tomatoes, you know. They'd all come up and then they'd do it with great fun. I'd be laughing all the time, and perhaps the happiest time was when we learned to sing the mass in church in language.
I believe you like football.
Oh, now you're getting back onto football, are you? Yeah. Well, I'm a footballer, and I found it in Broome, St. Mary's. So I pray now that the boys don't lose their temper when they play and don't use rough, very, very rough language. Ordinary language is all right, but not very rough language.
Were you happy last year when the Saints won the Premiership?
I was delighted.
Father, will you miss Broome when you have to move south?
I will miss Broome, but I'm suffering from great memory loss. I can't. It's good for me to go now. But my heart will be in Broome.